are,
what you did,
or what's happened before.
I want you to know that it's never too late for your fresh start. You can begin again, and I want to show you how.
You Can Begin Again. Available now from Joyce Meyer Ministries.
Thanks again for listening today. And to order today's offer, just head to our website or call. Until next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
Are you tired of trying to rid your home of ants, roaches, and spiders? Have rodents invaded your attic? Are you frustrated paying for service that never really seems to work? Bug Off Pest Control is there to help. After all, whose house is it anyway? With Bug Off, bugs can run, but they can't hide. David and Esther Lunder of Bug Off Pest Control believe in the ministry of WCNO. Licensed and insured, serving Martin and St. Lucie counties. Bug Off Pest Control, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, available at 343-1177.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in our series entitled The Faith Crisis.
With all my heart.
Thank you for your grace, your mercy, your goodness that is new to us every morning. Thank you for keeping us throughout the day with our minds stayed upon you. Thank you that we walk in victory through Christ Jesus. Thank you for the blood that has covered us and continues to cover us and our children and their children. Thank you that peace that passes all understanding is our portion. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Continue to quicken our mortal body, our mind, our will, our emotions. May you keep our spirit buoyant, strong, determined. Father, we say thank you. As we assemble, we welcome your presence. May the spirit of wisdom rest upon us. Show us the path. Guide our steps. Our very thought patterns, build in us that which you have determined to be our portion. Father, we thank you as we submit all things to you this night in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I was seeking the Lord since Sunday about some things, and I caught a glimpse of something that pertains to waiting. Waiting upon God, the significance of having faith with patience. It's a very powerful thing, but we have to couple our faith with patience. And some significant things in the scripture that pertains to waiting. And why would God have us to wait? And when he could do it right now, he could have done it yesterday. It could be over with and done with. But he designates seasons. And some of the seasons are seasons of waiting. Amen? And so tonight, as I was coming, the Lord was showing me some things. We are very results oriented. You know, if you're like me, you want results. I want the bottom line. I want the finished product. God is too, but God is more process-oriented. He's more concerned with the process because he already knows the results. He's already finished it, but the process is what is important. It has to do with our position in time and in reality. So, let's open our hearts and our minds to embrace him in a way where there's no pining, no whining, no fretting as to our burden. You know, every man shall bear his own burden. Amen? But the Lord says his yoke is easy and his burden is light. And so as we wait upon him, let's couple our waiting our patience with our faith. Amen. Come on and join me in this song as we sing this song, Waiting on You, because indeed tonight we are waiting upon God. And there's something very special about when you wait. Many things we can do ourselves, but when we wait upon God, when we wait upon Him, He does it in a way that we could never have done. Amen? And it makes it special because it stems from our relationship. I want to tell you, God's not going to fail you. He's not going to fall short of His promise. He's not a man that He would lie. But in the course of our walk with Him, we learn how to wait. Amen. Our tent pegs be strengthened. May our hearts be enlarged. May all anxiety troubling, every oppression, every fear, may every one of these be utterly defeated, destroyed as we wait. May we cease being earthbound, limited, trapped, hemmed in by circumstance. May we mount up with the wings of an eagle, soar above all circumstance and situation. Praises on our lips, hearts full of joy, gladness. Father, let this be our portion. We say thank you tonight. We believe that we receive. In Jesus' name. Says in Isaiah 40 and verse 31, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. It says they shall mount up with wings as an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. If you look at that progression, they shall walk and not faint. But an eagle, an interesting thing about an eagle is that when it, what they call, they molt, they pluck out all their feathers, even at an older age, they pluck out all their feathers, and then they wait for the feathers to grow back. They beat their beak, and they wait till their beak sharpens again. They're very vulnerable while they wait. But the interesting thing about it, no matter how old an eagle is, it renews its strength. Remember, Isaiah says, we shall renew our strength, our youth, like the eagle. No matter how old it is, when the feathers grow back and its beak sharpens again, it's youthful. It's not, you know, elderly, an elderly eagle. No, it's renewed its strength. That's the amazing thing about eagle. When it talks about they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. they shall mount up with the wings of an eagle. They'll go from walking to running and not being weary. They'll walk and not faint. They'll run and not be weary. And they'll mount up with the wings of an eagle. In other words, what has had you earthbound and limited as you wait. You see, that's why God wants you to wait on him. See, you can get out of some stuff and still be earthbound. Still be, you know, from one mess, from the skillet to the frying pan. But when you wait upon the Lord says, I'm going to mount you up. I'm going to put an end to something. Something's going to be destroyed. You're not going to be earthbound. You're going to be able to soar like the eagle. Amen. You know, another amazing characteristic of an eagle, their eyes. Their pupils are very large. But you know, an eagle perched can see a jackrabbit 2 miles away. In other words, when God renews our youth or our strength like the eagle, some things that have gotten cloudy, kind of can't see your way, kind of confused about stuff, all of a sudden your focus is going to become crystal clear. Why? Because you waited upon the Lord and he renewed your strength like the eagle. God showed me that this week like I never saw it before. He said, if you'll wait, I place desires in your heart. And oftentimes we have means and passion and zeal and ambition to do a lot of things ourselves. But God says, if you'll wait on me. And you know, I saw two things fulfilled this week that I had had in my heart for a long time. But after we started this year, I purposed to wait, you know, not to be idle, but to wait. I said, Lord, I'm not going to trouble myself. I said, I got means and methods I could do this, but I'm going to back off of it because it's in my heart. And I saw how he brought it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I had nothing to do with it except that it was a desire in my heart. See, oftentimes we start to focus on how things are going to happen or what I have to do. What do I need to do? What do I need to be doing? See, God is not concerned with the result because he knows the result. He's concerned with the process. It's not about what you need to be doing. It's what you need to be coming. Uh-huh. See, much of our answer lies in who we become. God has already done it. Come on, it's a finished work. He's already got results. But the process is what he's concerned with. What are you becoming? Are you keeping God first? Are you seeking with all your heart? He said, when you seek for me with all your heart, then shall you find me. And there's something about finding him there. He said, I'll give you desires of your heart. And you didn't have to work for it. It came a way where you didn't have to exhaust yourself, forsake him, sacrifice anything that you had for God. You had to do none of that. He brings it. I'm telling you, so it's important that we learn to wait. You know, sometimes we're on the edge of our seat in this sense that we want to do it. We can do it. But see, if God's going to give you a lot of money, let me just use that. If he's going to put you in a position where you are very influential, then you have to know how to wait on him. It's imperative that you know, because God can't trust you unless you wait on him. Because you'll do things out of your own intention and good desire, and God is not wanting you to do that.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS. Or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.